One, some of the things that, of course, interfere with a child's ability to think about thinking, if we have a student with a mental, intellectual disability, they're going to have a slower progress. In our society, who's allowed to express their emotions more? Girls or boys?
Girls.
So it's not surprising that when we look at emotional intelligence and those sorts of things, girls are just better at it. So maybe in society, rather than telling boys, don't cry, don't be the sissy, we should go ahead and let them explore those feelings. So later in life, they have a better ability to deal with that. We know that teenage boys who have a friend that's a girl, not a girlfriend, but a friend that's a girl, are happier people. I wonder why that is. Probably because they feel okay to do what with that girl? Talk to. And that's what we see that's going on. They have a friend that they're able to share their emotions with and not get made fun of. So I don't think you could probably walk into a boys' locker room and talk about, you know, your feelings. Right, guys? Right. So just looking at things like that that can affect. Here's why I don't post grades before everyone is taking the test. If you think something's going to be easy, if the people who haven't taken the test find out everyone earned an A, they might not do what? Study. So that can influence how well they do in your class. Or, you know, just in what advanced strategies they're going to use. And then, of course, the best predictor of future behavior is?
Current behavior.
Past behavior. So if they have past success, they're more likely to believe they will do what in the future?
Succeed.